Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Gentlemen, welcome to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his home studio is my main man, Mike Snodgrass. Mike, say hello to everybody.
Wah, wah, wah.
There it is. Man, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible, incredible show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about one of the most influential artists, I would say. Everybody knows his music, you know, like you can't, you know, Ain't No Sunshine, Lean On Me, like it's, there's so much and you just, you know, it's just been, and you know, and his success, you know, a lot of it came after, you know, is, you know, after he stopped singing, you know, like it's weird, you know, and we're going to get into his life and you know, what happened and why he left music after such a short career, you know, being only 15 years into the business. Again, we're going to get into all that. First, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to go to that Facebook search bar, type in Note by Note Radio Show, and click the like button, click the share button, let people know what we're trying to do on what this show is all about. Please go to Wicked Curiosity Media, go to their Facebook page. That is the network for all the shows here on Wicked Curiosity Media. We have, Behind the Screens on Sunday nights and, Tuesday nights. We have Falling from Grace with Miss Angel, Miss Anne, and Behind the Screens presents the Cinephiles on Wednesday nights with Dan again. Here Friday nights, we like to throw down on some music, you know, that's what we talk about. That's what we do here. So Mike, man, how's your week been, brother?
Yeah, it's been good. I've been, playing a lot of gigs already. I have 6 nights in a row, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Because it's Memorial Day weekend, so.
Right, you know, yeah.
It's been busy.
Yeah.
But, doing that, you know, being a dad and doing the honey-do list has been keeping me busy.
Well, I can imagine. And you have to do it, you know, because if you don't,
oh, yeah,
then, you know, there's hell to pay and nobody wants that.
I get to do it, but I came home one night and my wife had moved the couch to against the wall or something different, like almost opposite of how we had it. And now that makes me have to move the flat screen TV to above the fireplace now, which is not set up for that. So guess what I get to do? I get to set it up for that.
There you go. Yeah. 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 We're changing this. So fix it.
Yeah.
This is what's happening. You're doing this. So, fuck. Okay.
You know, she lets me live my dream, so I let her live hers.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. This is where you want it, baby. Something. This is the way I'll do it.
Yep. Oh, you know, during COVID, I built a Murphy bed in our guest bedroom with nice shelves and stuff because that's what she wanted. I built the kids a tree house. I've been like Bob the Builder on my off time. Like, I really don't know what I'm doing, but it comes out pretty decent. So she thinks I still know what I'm doing. And
she gives
me a little project to do.
Oh, you did such a good job on this, baby. Thanks.
Maybe I should start doing badly.
Right? Yeah.
Because I just put in hardwood floors in our hallway upstairs. Like, yeah, it's been fun. So I was finishing up today. I was finished up the trim work on that because I just let it go for a couple of weeks. I did it, and then I was like, all right. I'll get the trim done later. he's reminded because you know the it goes into the wood the carpet into the bedrooms. It was just cut carpet. Like I'm living hood right now. So I was finishing that up today on the honey do list since it was a rainy day.
Well, I'm sure she appreciates that.
She better. How's your weekend?
Oh, it's been all right. It's been all right.
Any interesting stories? Any more text messages?
No, that stopped. That's
okay.
It was like, yeah, I got some like the next day, and then like maybe one the third day, and then that was it. That's all I got.
Oh,
it's like maybe she realized what she had done, and oh, I didn't put the right phone number on there. No wonder nobody's been messaging me.
Yeah. I thought I was just ugly.
Oh my God. This week's it's been a good week. Biggest thing that, you know, I have to bring about my girlfriend bought me a laptop. Put it on her charge card. You know, so that I could just make payments to her.
Nice.
So, and I've always had a tablet because I don't need that much or whatever. But it is nice, you know, having this. And I have one PC game that I love playing. So like, literally like 20 minutes after, you know, the computer's all set up and everything like that. Like I'm putting in my credit card number and downloading this game so I can play.
You got to try it out.
Yeah. So, So I had a, you know, last 2 days playing with that thing. So that's,
nice.
That's been cool. Yeah. So, and then, you know, we were talking about this before the show started, the, work thing that I may be changing to day shift. You know, it's kind of, there's some pros and cons to it. I get, you know, typically there's more money on a 4 to midnight shift. You know, these drivers, they don't want to stop middle of the day while they have run time. You know, if they can wait till later, they will wait till later.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're off time to get stuff fixed, you know. So, but there's a lot of times in the evening times where I can't finish a job because I can't get the parts in the middle of the night. So I'm hoping there's kind of some offset of me catching, you know, what, you know, the overnight guys can't do and me getting it first thing in the morning, you know, the dealers open up.
Yeah.
So I freaking hate getting up early. Jesus.
Yeah, it'll be in the morning.
Yeah, like, but I'm hoping, like, if I talk to him, if I do this, like, I'm hoping maybe I can get some sort of, like, 9 to 5 or maybe some sort of 10 to 6 and not necessarily the ass crack of dawn, you know? Like, there's no way I could work, like, a 6 to 2 schedule. Like, I couldn't do it. So, but.
How long have you been on the evening schedule?
Dude, I've been doing this for 20 years, you know? Yeah, my, like.
Change that sleep schedule is going to be tough. That's going to take a little while if you have to do
that. Yeah, at least, let's see. Yeah, because, like, I started doing this stuff. Like, I started in a shop in Florida, you know, when I was, like, 17. So, okay, so, like, let's see. So maybe 15 years, let's say, on, like, on an evening shift working in shops.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be completely different for me. But, I the big plus to the situation is, you know, I've been seeing my girlfriend now for, you know, it'll be 10 months here, coming up soon. And, so switching to a day shift where I get off and I get the evenings with her.
Yeah.
Sounds very appealing. Cause she works day shift. She works from home. So, you know, I leave before she's done with work and then I get home at 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, when I see her for 30 minutes, an hour, and, you know, then she's got to go back to bed because she's got to get up early. So it's like, you know,
yeah.
So it's something to, you know, it's going to have, it's going to be me or another guy. I mean, they've already boiled it down. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And this guy was willing to take it just because he knows there's more. There's less money on day shift and was like, you know, I'll take the day shift, you know, so you can stay here. And I'm like, man, you know, it's not the end of the world, you know? And like I said, I'm trying to be positive about it because, you know, I'm hoping to get that overflow stuff, you know, and that they can't get finished in the middle of the night. And
yeah,
you know, guys that come in, you know, midnight shit and want AC work done. Well, nothing's open. We can't do nothing for you. It'll be, you know, 8 or 9 in the morning when Jeremy shows up.
Yeah.
So
do you get paid less for day shift or still pay the same?
No,
it's just...
Right. Well, cause I work off commission anyways.
Okay.
So I, you know, if I'm not working on trucks, I'm not really making money. Like there's a base pay, but
yeah,
you know, it's compared to,
yeah,
you know, work, getting commission money. So, but yeah, it's going to be rough. That's the bottom line. You know, if that's what I decide to do, it's going to be rough, but it's going to be some change, but hopefully, you know, some good change.
Yeah.
In there. So, you know, they need somebody in that position. They need somebody who's, you know, competent, you know, so because I would be the, you know, the lead guy on that shift.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into this here. Bill Withers, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. One of my all-time favorite artists. I had not gotten the chance to meet him. I wish I would have because I live so close to where he grew up, probably about 10, 15 minutes down the road from where I grew up. It's where he grew up.
Really?
And
Slab Fork?
He grew up in Slab Fork, which is outside of Beckley. I grew up on the other side of Beckley in Oak Hill. And, He actually, in his retirement, he had a house in a gated community down there called Glade Springs, and my brother used to work at a restaurant there at Glade Springs, and so we've all been close, but I've never, you know, come across him because obviously he didn't stay at that house all the time, you know.
Right.
His kids did. His kids. He has a son that had a daughter that plays music and a son that does something, but. Yeah, I love me some Bill Withers, man. He's up there. I play quite a few of his songs on my set, but he's up there in my book.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's like I said earlier. There's nowhere where you can go where, you know, his hits haven't been heard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody knows "Ain't No Sunshine," "Lean On Me," "Just the Two of Us." I mean, you know, there's so much, and you just know that's Bill Withers, and you know his music, and even, you know, even if you didn't know who, if it's, who he was, you know the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even from the samples.
Right.
I mean, that part in No Diggity, that at the beginning, that's Bill Withers. It was a song called Grandma's Hands. That's one of my favorite songs. But yeah, that first that in No Diggity,
right.
The intro, that's Bill Withers. That's the sample of Bill Withers. And then what Will Smith did, Just the Two of Us. He did Just the Two of Us, and he put his little rapping on it, his hip hopopotamus on it. So yeah, I mean, just from those handful of songs, I mean, everybody knows Lean on Me, you know.
Oh yeah,
that's been in countless movies and all that. Yeah, he's everywhere.
And you know, and I had no idea that his career was so short, you know. But so impactful, you know.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and because the thing, he just died last year.
Yeah.
You know, was it March 30th of last year. Died at 81. I mean, and for 15 years he was a music artist and put out all these great hits and just walked away from it.
Yep.
You know, and even after his first song that he put out, where was let's see. Withers worked as an assembler for several companies, including Douglas Aircraft Corporation, IBM, and Ford, while recording demo tapes with his own money, shopping them around and performing in clubs at night. When he returned with the song Ain't No Sunshine in 71, he refused to resign from his job because he believed that the music business was a fickle industry. So even after Ain't No Sunshine came out, and which was a instant hit, he was still doing those jobs. He was still, still doing that,
and whatnot.
Yeah. Like, so just because it's a fickle industry, and really, honestly, it is, could very well be, hot one day and the next and not, so let's see.
And what I loved about Bill Withers was he did what he wanted to do. He didn't let the music industry tell him what he should do. In his documentary, I that's one of the things this show would be easy for me, because I own a couple of his documentaries, and I watched them a few times. You know, he said that, well, the song Ain't No Sunshine, they how the song starts. It starts with him saying, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Well, the producer said, we need a little bit of an intro. He said, no, we don't. Why do we need an intro? I want to start it like this. And then they said, well, it's only a 2-minute song. It needs to be longer. He said, no, it don't. This is what the song is. Like, he just said straight up, the reason Ain't No Sunshine is because that's how he wanted it. That's how he sang it. I'm not going to put an intro on it because you want me to. I'm not going to make it longer because you want me to. You either take it or leave it. I'll take it to someone else. he was like that. I loved it. Like, all his hits he kept them the same. He kept them. Because a lot of times, music industry, man, they'll change so much, because they believe they have the formula to make hits. And they do a lot of times. But, like, back in them days, man, you didn't know what was going to be a hit. Now there's algorithms and stuff. You can kind of figure out what the mass majority of people are going to want to hear. But, because we're all pretty much robots at this point.
And, it's really sad to see that type of good for your soul music, just kind of fade away over time, because like you said, there's algorithms now and sex sells, and, you know, it just, it kills me because I think that takes so much away from it, you know, when you're just throwing shit together because, you know, it's catchy. It's got a good little hook. And, you know, this chick looks hot and, you know, almost nothing. And, or this dude looks good, you know, with a scruffy beard and tight blue jeans. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, and really making it to be a commodity, you know?
Yeah.
And not just selling your music.
Exactly. So. And there's, you know, there's a producer out there. I'm not going to name any names. He is a huge, huge producer. He has built an algorithm for pop songs. And every time an artist comes to him, he can give you the, he doesn't tell you the formula, but he'll make your song an instant hit. He's done it with multiple Taylor Swift songs. He's done it with Adele. He's done it with multiple big-time artists that just came out of nowhere because he has found the secrets, basically. He has found the algorithm, one of those being get to the song's hook within 1 minute of time of the song is one part. And he has it in a – you could, there's a couple little things you can find online, but there's like a graph that shows you like the different songs and how, you know, how they work. And they're all very, very similar. And it's crazy. What happened? I bet it's the internet. Screwing everything up.
Hello. What up?
Hey, there you are. Internet go down?
We lost all power.
Oh, sorry. Dang.
Yeah, a storm came through.
Yeah.
It's fucking, like, it came through in 2 minutes, and it completely knocked out power. It's like, it's not even